KUTX 98.9. Our guest tonight is Curtis McMurtry. He has a new album, his second, called The Hornet's Nest. And Curtis and his band are playing Friday night at the Cactus Cafe with Daphne, opening at 8. Also, they have an in-store this Sunday at Waterloo Records at 4. Joining Curtis McMurtry is Diana Burgess on cello, Nathan Calzada on trumpet, and Taylor Turner on bass. And we're going to hear a live song from The Hornet's Nest, and then we'll come back and talk with Curtis McMurtry. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with Wrong Inflection.
KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A, Curtis McMurtry from his brand new album, The Hornet's Nest, which is released Friday. Wrong Inflection. And Friday, Curtis McMurtry and his band play at the Cactus Cafe. Sunday, they have an in-store at Waterloo Records. Good to see you again, Curtis.
Good to see you, Jetty.
I love the lineup that you have here, the stand-up bass, the trumpet, the cello, and your guitar. And I know that you studied music and you produced your own album. Did you arrive at this particular lineup?
I did, yeah. I found it, they really complemented each other frequency-wise. You kind of got the whole spectrum here.
Did your studies contribute to the way you've lined up your music production-wise?
Absolutely. I mostly wrote chamber music in college, so small ensemble, no percussion was really what I was familiar with. And I found that when I added a full drum kit and cymbals, that took all the high frequencies away from the cello and the trumpet. So between the two, they really balance out.
What about for your lyrics? There's a lot of characters in these songs. Do some of the characters reoccur in other songs, or are there connections?
Yeah, absolutely. So I usually find it easier to write a whole song cycle and tell a story, and then I break up the song cycle. So some of the characters do come back and end up on different albums or get sort of passed around a little bit.
You know, one of my favorite songs is Elton John's Daniel, and in that song, they accidentally left off the last verse, so you don't really know that the song is supposed to be about, I think, a returning veteran who's lost his eyesight, which makes the song so much more open for me to project into it. And I find similar things in your songs because sometimes you leave loose ends.
Yeah, I try and keep things unresolved when possible. It's just, like you say, you want people to sort of fit themselves into it if they can. So I don't really want to tell everyone where the song is taking place necessarily or who the person even is, because it could be you or someone you know. It should be anybody.
I'm sorry I laughed. It's just I took that statement in a more general way when it came out of your mouth. I try to leave things as unresolved as possible.
And then I elaborated, ruining the whole, no, the whole thing.
No, I laughed over you, so it's my bad. Talking with Curtis McMurtry, The Hornet's Nest is his second album. And again, Friday night at the Cactus and Sunday afternoon at Waterloo Records. There's a real theatricality to what you do. Where does that come from?
I'm not sure. I think I enjoy the theater, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, it comes across. And then I was reading you in an interview recently and, you know, talking about some of the musicians that have influenced you. And it's a wide range from your father, James McMurtry, to Eric Satie, to Duke Ellington, Rufus Wainwright. And it said that you missed a lot of rock and roll music in your developmental stages.
Yeah, I kind of did. I think one of the easiest things to learn when you start guitar is the Beatles and the Ramones. And I definitely started there. And then after that, just went backwards and skipped a few decades. And I mostly read about jazz history, read about Duke Ellington and Thelonious Monk. And I forget that a bunch of music happened after that. To me, from what I'm reading, this is all now. This is all the new harmonies that are going on.
So do you feel compelled to get more acquainted with rock and roll music, or do you think it might taint the uniqueness of what you're doing?
Oh, I think I will. You kind of grow into things sometimes. I wasn't crazy about bebop for a while. I used to really just like King Oliver and earlier Louis Armstrong recordings, and it took a while for me to get excited about Charlie Parker. And now I love it. I can't get enough. So I think I'm slowly crawling my way through the 20th century in terms of influence.
All things in their time. What are your plans for after the record release show Friday? In other words, will you be doing South By or going on the road?
We're playing some parties in South By. I'll be on the road for the end of March through almost the beginning of May, doing a lot of the Midwest and the East Coast.
Curtis McMurtry, our guest, live in Studio 1A, The Hornet's Nest, the new album. And what do you have for us next?
We're going to play Rebecca. Rebecca, I know there's nowhere to go. It all fell apart, but it happened so slowly. I didn't notice that we were losing control. Rebecca, don't cry. I told you no lies. Yeah, kissed you back, but I still don't know why. I don't think I love you, but I sure can get lost in your eyes. We don't belong to each other right now. Don't let me be the one keeping you down. Who do you go to when I'm not around? Is it someone I know? Rebecca, I see we'll never agree, and it's hard to be callous to someone so sweet. I don't want to hurt you, and I don't want you to hurt me. Thank you.
late and I can't let you stay. Besides, you still insist you don't want me that way. We said we'd be careful, but lines in the sand blow away. Please don't pretend that you don't understand. I can't live my life in the palm of your hand. And when I'm in your arms, I forget who I am. So I think we should stop. Rebecca, I know there's nowhere to go. It all fell apart, but it happened so slowly. I didn't notice that we were losing control.
Curtis McMurtry, live on KETX. Rebecca is from the new album The Hornet's Nest, his second, and he will be at the Cactus Cafe Friday night, Sunday afternoon at 4 at Waterloo. Diana Burgess on cello and vocals on the first song, Nathan Calzada on trumpet, Taylor Turner on bass, and our own Cliff Hargrove engineering. Sounded really special, y'all. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
You can stick around and do another song for us, and then we'll post all three at KUTX.org, as well as some video that our multimedia team is filming. You can do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. This is Jody Denberg, and you're listening to KUTX.